Shalichim, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we saw various chilukim between achilas mitzvah and achilas iser, and we wanted to understand how are these differences to be understood. And we are, in Meretz Hashem, now going to present the Mahalach again, Kol Omer Dabar B'Shem Omer Mevi Gula La'olam, based on a mimer in the one of the most choshuv Torah journals for many decades already, the Moriah Torah Journal. Its home is actually the Rova Yehudi, the address of Machon Yerushalayim is in the old city, only minutes away from where I used to live. It's Machon Yerushalayim. In any event, this is written by Harav Moshe Zev Eitan, who is really one of the most chashuv mechabrim of our door. He's written so many svarim and so many different mesechtes, not the easy mesechtes, you know, not the ones that everyone's learning, the ones that not everyone's learning. So it's good to hear from Rav Eitan. In any event, so this is the Mahalach I hope you heard the first shir, and now we'll see Nefilas B'Taras Hashem. So the difference between din kezayis b'mitzvahs and din kezayis b'surim is that the need for a shir kezayis b'surim is not because there is a chisaron, there is a lacking in the chefts of iser, but rather the reason one needs a shir kezayis in isurim is because there has to be a maisa achila. Every part of this achila is going to be aser, even before you get to the kezayis, but you have to get to a kezayis in order for it to be aser, to mandate malchus. The whole thing, like I said, chatzi shir is even also aser, but you have to have a whole shir. If one's going to get malchus, there has to be an entire shir, and then every little bit that was eaten is included in that iser. So there has to be a maisa achila of a kezayis. As far as cheftz of iser goes, the cheftz of iser even with less than a kezayis. But as far as a maisa achila goes, there's only a maisa achila if there's a complete kezayis nafkamina, ochal veheki vechazar ubala chayiv. So if somebody eats a half a shear and then vomits it and then swallows that, so how much did he eat altogether? Altogether, he ate a half a shear. But nevertheless, he's going to be chayiv. Why is he going to be chayiv? Because there was a maisa achila of a complete kezayis. And that's what matters. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan in Chulin 103b that person's chayiv and it's grown on, therefore ochel chatzi zayis ve'kiyo v'chazev ochlo. He's chayiv until paskins the Rambam. So this is all the yisod of iser achila, and therefore what's ben achanichayim, what's in between his, what's in his gums, is also going to be included in the kezayis, even though he doesn't swallow it. Why? Because he ate a cheftz of iser. And the tnai, the condition that there has to be a maisa achila, is miskayim. He ate it, and the way it is that there's food stuck bein achanichayim between the gum. So that's beseder gamur. That's included also in the shir. So we can say that's all shaykh bisurim. That what's aser is the nevelar or the chelev, and even bechol shehu there's an iser shalim. There's iser even less than a shir, and the din kezayis is a shir in the maisa achila, which is a tnai mitznai averas iser. It's a condition in Averis Isser. But by mitzvah we can say that there's no mashmos of a chefza de mitzvah if it's less than a shear. The whole ikri yisora mitzvah is the din that the gavra has to eat a kezayis of matzah. So since a person is mechuyev lechol and achila chashuv is kezayis, that's the ikri mitzvah to eat a kezayis of matzah. And only when a kezayis shalem is eaten is he mekayim the mitzvah. So according to this, we'll have a chiddush that if a person eats a chatzi zayis matzah, he vomits it, and then he swallows the other half, then he swallows it in that again. So he's not yotzei yedei chovasa. Why? Because there's only been a cheftza of a chatzi zayis matzah, and you're right, the maisa achila, he did in a complete zayis. But that by mitzvah, it's not, the mitzvah is not a maisa achila of a kezayis, is that there has to be a cheftza of achila of kezayis. There has to be a complete zayis of eating here. And here, he only ended up eating a half a zayis. He ate it twice, but it's only a cheftza of a half a zayis. So that's the difference. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah yud says that it's mistaber to him that yotzei ydei chova gam beheki ubola v'kol shel dover kol shemiskri achilin yinisurim yotzei bo b'matzah v'din shekayim achilas matzah b'achilas kezayis mitzumtzum gam nishol oktsaso b'en achanichayim sh'arei b'yisurim hulok alzeh memele b'mitzvah yotzei ydei chova. So the minchas chinuch says a vort. I wanted to compare a mitzvah and iser. So just like by iser, if you vomited it up and then you ate it again, then I know it sounds gross, but we're talking a theory. So if you vomited it again, then you're over an iser. If we're talking about achilas iser, so you're also being kaim a mitzvah. And just like by achilas iser, ben achanichayim is going to be included in the shir, so too. And therefore, even if you eat a kezayis mitzumtzum, you didn't swallow the whole thing. There's going to be a little left in the gums. So nevertheless, you're over the iser, so too, by achilas mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's all if you equate achilas iser and achilas mitzvah. But based on what we said, no. By mitzvah, the din is that you have to eat a complete cheftz of a kezayis. And if it's less than a cheftz of a kezayis, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So if this yisod is correct, then we can explain the chilukei dinim bein mitzvahs v'yisurim. First of all, the din of the Mishneh Lamelech, who is mistapik sheyotzi midei chove ba'achilas matzah sheloi kederech achila. And so proved the Torah's chaim from the Gemara in Chulin that your yotze yidei chove ba'achilas matzah shelo kederech achila. And we saw from the Gemara in Chulin that it says that if a person himcha, if a person takes matzah and he liquefies it, he's not yotze. And the Gemara says it's not because by chametz, the Gemara says that he's not over because it's not considered derech achila. By chometz himchas chometz v'gamo is chayv kares. So we said, why is it chayv kares? So the Gemara says that even though it's lav kederech achila, but you have a special ribui in the pasuk of nefesh l'rabbis l'sashose. So by iser needs to be derech achila. But and you just have a ribui that even though here it's not derech achila, you're still chayv al shose. But by matzah then, why are you yotzei yedei chovaso bepesach? So it must be, and the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara says that by vimatzu ena adam yotzei ydei chovas bepesach, why ena yotzei ydei chovas bepesach? And the answer is because it's not lechem oni. So the Gemara wasn't bothered by the fact that it's not kederech achila. By chometz, by yisur, the Gemara is bothered by the fact that it's not derech achila, so we had a special ribui, that even though if a person swallowed it, drank it, gulped it down, so he's still over the yisur, even though it's not derech achila. So you see there, you need derech achila. So why by matzah then does it not say that you're not yotzei because it's not derech achila? Why does it come onto lechem oni? And the answer is, says the Taras Chaim, because by achila, it doesn't need to be derech achila. And the reason we can say is that by surim din kezayis is din the maisa achila. So maisa achila shelo kederech achila doesn't have the chashivus of pulas achila. And since that an isurim of maisa achila, the gorim is the obligation to eat, a maisa shelo kederech is not a tsura, a maisa, it's not the proper type of maisa to be mechayev for this pula. But by mitzvahs, she is so din kezayis bo, eno din b'maisa achila. For kiyom a mitzvah v'mashe nechal kezayis, hari mistaber shal oichel shelo kederech, ein chisaron b'mashe nechal, loy mar shekeilu lo ochlo klal. But by mitzvahs, you know why you don't need derech achila? Because you don't need a maisa achila. The important thing is that a kezayis is eating. So even if, yeah, however you eat the kezayis, even it's not kederech achila, the matzah sof sof was consumed. And that's all that matters. So that's why, by achila, it doesn't need to be derech achila. It can even be gemo, even if he gulped it down, which is not kederech, it would be besay, it would be biyotze. Just the Gemara says, no good, because it's not lechemoni anymore. But al achila doesn't have to be ma'is achila. The important thing is on the chefta of the kezayis has to be consumed. With this, we can also explain the chilat that appears from Rashi. We saw two Rashis. That le'inyan is surim, the shir of kedei achilas pras, is that there should be from the beginning of the eating until the end of the eating a kedei achilas pras. Kimavor bekrisus, and in Rashi we saw, and brachas le'inyan chametz. But l'inyan matzah, the kpeda is not that the whole achila should be kedei achilas pras, but rather there should not be a waiting in between achilas of kedei achilas pras. The entire achila doesn't have to be kedei achilas pras like it does by achilas iser, in order to be over achilas iser, but that there should not be too much of a waiting in between the eatings, but the eatings can go on all day. So we said, what's the difference? The difference is very simple now, that by the din of achilas iser, you have to do a maisa achila. And you know what a ma'isa achila is? Kedei achilas pras. That's considered a ma'isa achila. But by matzah, there's no din of a ma'isa achila. Really, a sort of din of kedei achilas pras is not the zman that's mitzarif, the pu'ula of the achila. Because we've no union of being mitzarif, the pu'ula of the achila one to the next. The important thing is that a shear of food should be consumed. So if, for example, there is a duration of time of kedei achilas pras in between the two achilas, so that's not mitzarif the two foods. There's no shaychus what was eaten before the kedei achilas pras to what was shaychus to eat what was after the kedei achilas pras. So if you need a maisa achila is the whole thing is kedei achilas pras. That's in order that it should be a maisa achila. You have to eat the whole shir, the whole kezai is kedei achilas pras. But that's by iser. But by mitzvah, where it's not a din in the maisa achila, it's a din in the chefta has to be eaten. If there is a duration of more than achilas pras in between the two achilas, then there's no connection between the two eatings. But in theory, if you eat in between less than achilas pras and eat the whole day, so then the eatings are connected, and it doesn't matter to us that there's no pu'ulas achilah k'dei achilas pras. The ikir is not the pu'ulas achilah, just that the food should be consumed. A kezayis should be consumed, and that there's a connection between the different parts of the kezayis. And as long as it's within achilas pras, there's a connection between the foods, between the eatings. And with this, we could be mevar also what the minchas chinuch says, and that is that if a person eats matzah of kama minim, that he's not yotze yedei chova. But by iser, it's mefurish b'menachos, that if you eat of different minim, then you are yotze. Then you are. What do we see in Maseches Menachos? Daf ayin amud beis, it says that if you're mitzaref and you eat a kezayis mikol chameshes haminim of dagon, the person is chayiv kares chas v'shalom. So there's seiruf between the different minim. But when it comes to achilas mitzvah, the mitzvah of eating matzah, there's no seiruf between the different minim. And the question is, why not? So we can say that by chametz shebekol shehu, there's an iser gamor. You just need to eat a kezayis in order there should be a maisa achila. So since every asiyah of asiyah is a maisa b'iser, you could be mitzarif all the pulas together because the person did a pu'ula of achilas kezayis shel iser. But by matzah, there's a din that matzah should be eaten. We can say that each min is different. It's a din on the matzah. So each min is going to be distinct from the other min. Each min is going to be chaluk mechavero. And therefore, they have to be the same min. If it's a different min, it's not mitzarif. And now we can understand that we find the Chatzi Shir is Asrim and Atarat Chazil Tzdarufe, but not by mitzvah, according to Choron prove, a lot of them, that by there's no such thing as a Chatzi Shir mitzvah. Because that said, it says Chazil Tzdarufe, it's not pshat that if he finishes the Achila, the beginning is going to be mitzdarif to the Averis Isser at the end. And then we can also learn from mitzvahs, that by mitzvahs also, if what you ate, since you finished the shir, what you ate at the beginning is also mitzdarif to the shir. So then just like there's an chatzi shir iser, this should also be a chatzi shir of mitzvah. No. The explanation is that when a person eats a chatzi shir, already at the beginning of his achila, he ate a chefza di sura mushlam. He ate a complete chefza di sura. And what's lacking here is that there's no maisa achila. He didn't do a complete maisa achila. And as far as that's concerned, we say b'seder gomor, as long as, and it's not b'seder, but as far as being over the iser, as long as he ate a chefza viser, he's chayv for the chefza viser. But since he didn't do a maisa shalem, he's not going to be chayv malchus. And if he's mashlim, then there's going to be an iser gomor. But the point is that there was a chefza viser already at the beginning. And that's what it means, chazil et starufe. It's going to be mitzdarif to a whole shir, because each part is a chefza de iser. Just when you have the whole shir, then you have a maisa shalem. And here you only have a partial maisa, but there's a chefza de iser all along. But by mitzvahs, the whole mitzvah is that a whole kezayis should be eaten. So what significance is there to a half a zayis? There it's a din on the chefza of what's being eaten, that a whole kezayis should be consumed. If the whole kezayis isn't consumed, then it doesn't count. By an iser, the point is the maisa you need to be over a complete iser, there needs to be a complete maisa. But if you eat only a half, there's not a complete maisa, so, but there's still a chefza of iser and even a half a shir. But by mitzvah, there's no chefza of mitzvah and a half. The shir is the whole shir. If there's not a shir, then there's nothing. But by iser, on a half a shir, there's also a chefza of iser. There's no chefza of mitzvah and a half a shir, but there's a chefza of iser and a half a shir. And by shir, by iser, you just, there's what lacks is the maisa achila. So if you didn't do a maisa achila in the whole shir, then there's only going to be an iser of chatzi shir. Because sof kol sof, there's a chefta viser on the chetzi. But by mitzvah, there's no chefta viser on the chetzi, because there's no chefta of mitzvah on the chetzi. The whole chefta of mitzvah is only on a shalem. We must note that there is a Rabbeinu Tam, which doesn't seem to stem with what we're saying, and that is brought in the Rosh in Chulin Perek Zayin Simen Lamed Aleph Ubehilchas Chala Simen Tesvav, to explain that that we learned in Chala Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, that if a person makes Isa min hachitim umin haorez im yesh batam dogon adam yotze ba yedei chovasu bepesach lefi shetam ki ikar doi raisa, like we see in Zvachim and daf ayin ches, that if a person makes dough of chitim and orez together, so if it has the tam of dagon of the chitim, you're yotze, because tam kikers do raisa. Explains Rabbeinu Tam that even if you only ate a kezayis of dagon, shafil lochal kezayis dagon, even though it ain't a kezayis of dagon, since the Isa has tam dagon, so it all is transformed into dagon, into grain. And that's the din of tam ki ikar, that the head there turns into iser. That the din of the ikar is kedina tam shebo, you follow the tam. So when you eat a kezayis mi Isa, sheesh but tam dagon, yotze de chovas. Now the whole din of a heter nefach lios iser is a din in the hashlamas hashir of the Pulas achilas kezayis. So yes, we paskin she'ein heter mitzdarif lahashlim shir iser. That's only that the heter doesn't join in to complete the shir of iser. That's only when the heter is separate from the iser. But when the iser is no same tam beheter, the achilas heter is mitzurefes leiser. The achilas heter is now combined together with the iser. But it's pashut that the chefza of the heter is not transformed into iser. Because of its tam. because there's no din of chanan, of chati chanas is nevela, b'chol ha'isurim, machmas, tam ha'isur ha'balua b'hem. So it's pashut that the cheftza does not become, turn into isur. You just did a complete pe'ula of isur when you ate a complete shir with the tam. That's how tam kikar works, that the heter is nefach lios isur, that's to be mashlim the shir of pe'ulas achilas kizayis. But the chefta itself doesn't become isur. So if that's true, hatenach, it's very good if the din of achilas kizayis matzah is equal to the achilas kizayis isur, and the whole inyan is to do a maisa of achila b'matzah. So sof-sof, when you have partially chitin and partial orez, and it has tam chitim, so you did a pu'ulas mitzvah of eating a shir of chita. That's if you compare the two. But we explained that by mitzvah sachila, you need a cheftza of a kezayis of matzah. And here, there's no cheftza of a kezayis of matzah, because part of it is orez. So this Rabbeinu Tam would stand against everything we just said. So we have a lot more to be marich on this inyan. There is so much Torah written about this, it's gevaldik. But in the meantime, we presented this mahalach, and we should be zocha to continue seeing neflos mitaras Hashem. And I hope v'lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh. I very much hope. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.